Sit back, relax, you got nothing to lose. What do you think I'm about to show you? The female of the species is more deadly than a man. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this very special bonus episode of the Zombie Girls. That's right, as promised, we kept our word. We are actually back. We are reassembled and ready to talk about sexy horror films together, which I'm very excited about. I'm your co-host, Rachel, and joining me tonight is Ariel.
Hello.
Matilda.
Hi.
And of course, we cannot do this without Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, y'all. We did it. I'm so freaking proud of us.
I know.
How proud are you of us?
We said we would do it 3 months later, and here we are 3 months later.
Ooh, yeah. Look at this. You would think we had our shit together, almost.
Yeah.
There's that vote of confidence. You know what? I always can count on you to yes and me with so much enthusiasm, Ariel. Do not leave me hanging out.
I was just thinking
again
about how we like started talking about a theme like 2 months ago, but I think we only picked the movies like a week ago or something. That's more our speed, you know?
But we're here, we're on time.
Yeah.
You act like this is not how we move professionally as well.
100%. If there is no deadline, it doesn't get done. I need that, like that ticking clock, you know?
Exactly. How proud of you are you, Sarah? You've been the kind of the instigator behind the scenes, like kicking our butts. Are you proud that we got our shit together?
I'm proud we got our shit together.
Again, I can always count on you to yes and me.
So much enthusiasm.
Matilda, last chance. Yes. I'm proud of us. Sorry.
Look at this. You know what? I left my air horn in the car, but I should have brought my little pow, pow, pow. So here we are.
There we go. This is the energy I was looking for.
Now I want a soundboard. I need little effects.
Do you listen to the podcast Maintenance Phase?
Yes, I was just listening to that new episode where she got the like business one.
Corporate.
Yes. So funny. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to circle back around to that.
Okay. So with that in mind, for those people who don't know, it's like corporate speak soundboard, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, let's put a pin in this. We'll circle back later. I believe my broadband, like whatever. Anyway, what
Synergy.
Would be... Yes. Synergy. What would be, if there was a soundboard for the Zombie Girls, what would it be?
Oh, God. I feel like it'd be a lot dirtier. You know?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, I was pulling up our Google Doc where we have things, and, like, the first thing that's on here is that's a pornographic unicorn, which is, like, a quote that we saved from an episode because we thought it would make a funny t-shirt. But, like, one of us said that.
Who is it? Which one now?
I don't know. It could have been anybody.
Like, no, that sounds like Matilda.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Was it in The Last Unicorn, maybe?
I feel like it had to have been, right?
It must have been, yeah. It must have been. And that,
yeah.
She was a very sexy unicorn.
I mean, yeah.
There was a sexy unicorn and a sexy tree in that movie.
Oh, God, I forgot about the tree. You're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, kids these days, you know, they couldn't handle what we grew up with, all right? This is why we're so tough. The Last Unicorn. So today we're actually going to be talking about two movies. We're going to be talking about Cat People from 1942 and Cat People from 1982. And they are spicy movies for their time, especially in some cases. So I thought, instead, in lieu of like a warm-up, like regular boring-ass warm-up question, I thought maybe we could play a little warm-up game. What do you think? Are you into it?
Yeah.
I'm game, but I don't always trust you with these games you make.
How
up, you know?
Dare you? I feel like I have provided you with many excellent games.
You have. But you also put me on the spot sometimes. That's what I'm wondering about. Like, what kind of way are you going to put me on the spot this time?
I'm not good. This is fun. This is like, it's a warm-up game. That's usually for the end when we're already warmed up and I feel like you're limber enough to take a little torture. Would you like me to do this all in an Italian accent after having heard how good my Italian accent is?
I mean, listen, it was award-winning. You know how Adrian Brody won the Academy Award for his role? His accent was so bad it needed AI to fix it. But yours, Chef's kiss. Perfect as is. No need for AI.
You know? Who's giving out podcast awards? Because I feel like I really embody. I need Matilda to hear it because as someone who is Italian, I need your feedback on how.
To hear it? Yeah.
Yes. Like, was it an Italian accent or an Italian accent? Okay. We won't do the accent. I think it'll be my it'll be too distracting to hear my Meryl Streep level of accent work. So I want you to be able to, you know, be able to really get into the game. So because we're talking about spicy movies today, I started thinking about all the spicy movies that I love, that we've talked about over the years. We all are a fan of an erotic thriller or an erotic horror film. So we're going to play a little game where I'm going to describe the plot of one of them poorly, and you guys have to figure out what it is. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So I think I was going to give you an example one, but you know what? I think you're all citizens of the internet. You understand how this works.
We get it.
So I'm going to describe this and you guys got to guess what it is. All right. First one. A cop investigates a sex murder and immediately sleeps with the main suspect. I understand that could be a lot of them, but I'm still
all
going.
All of them.
She writes murders like this for a living, so like great instincts all around.
You know how sometimes when you play a trivia game, the name of every single movie that ever exists just magically like disappears from your brain? I feel like I'm having that experience right now.
You know this one. You I'm know sure this I is do. Not a deep cut.
No. Is this the like crossing the legs one?
That's basic instinct.
That's basic instinct.
Basic instinct. Right?
You tell me. You tell me. Crossing the legs. Is that your guess?
I can't remember what her job was. Was she a writer?
You tell me.
I don't know. I'm asking the other people in the room.
Job seems to be something. I don't know what her job was.
Basic instinct.
Ding 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 ding.
Yes. See, Rachel has taught me to always go with your first instinct. The last time we played a trivia game, I kept like second guessing myself, but like every time I was right. If I had just like said the first thing, I thought
like, well, it can't be this. Suspect. That was the
first thing that came to mind.
Okay. Well, good. See, you see, these are not trick questions. They're pretty. Yes. You got this. Okay. And okay.
I have faith in us.
Okay. Maybe. All right. We're over the little pre-jitter slump now. We're in it. Okay. A guy cheats and thinks it's casual. The other party, she thinks it's forever and takes that opinion very seriously. So she makes him a very upsetting stew.
It's the boiled bunny one.
It's the fatal aggression.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. Y'all got it. Okay. A billionaire creeper gets weird with a couple. The husband is into it. Then everyone is bummed out.
Oh, it's the one with Woody Harrelson. Yeah, Woody Harrelson. He's an architect. And it's Robert. I think it's Robert Redford is the billionaire. He pays to sleep with his wife.
Oh, makes the offer. Right.
this is like that. So like, pathetic. No, it's like that bit for The Simpsons where he's like, there's this bus that has to go a certain speed, and if it lowers below the speed, it'll blow up. It's
indecent proposal. Indecent proposal.
Okay, this is a trickier one. Now, this one, if you guys don't get it, I won't be mad. I'll be mad because it's one I love, but I won't be mad because it is a little bit of a deeper cut. Maybe Samantha Christ will be able to pull this.
Okay.
A therapist moves into a new city and immediately hooks up with his mysterious patient. Then his other patients start dying. He still doesn't rethink anything.
Is
this a Bruce Willis movie?
You tell me?
Oh,
right. Tilly, I feel like you're letting down every therapist in the world that you don't know the answer to this question. This one I'm laying at your feet this time.
It's true. You know, sometimes the therapist behaving badly movies are so hard for me because they give me like a panic attack. Because I'm just
stabbing.
You know? Yeah. Right where, I don't know I think if this you're happens right, for though. You as a journalist. Yeah, I think it's Bruce Willis joint.
I think you're right, but I don't remember what it's called.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you said Willis, and now all I can think is Hudson Hawk.
Hey folks, Rachel here. Thanks so much for listening to this preview episode of More Deadly. If you want to hear the rest of this episode, good news, you can. There are a couple of ways that you can hear the full episode right now. First, you can subscribe to the More Deadly podcast for free wherever it is that you get your pods. Or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/zombiegirls to get the episodes ad-free plus all the other Patreon goodies. Thanks so much for listening.